This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Two greater lakes of the Great Lakes, Lake Huron and Lake Michigan, are shrinking from climate change, according to a joint U.S.-Canadian report released in December 2009. The levels of these lakes, which touch coal-producing states, have fallen 9 inches since the 1960s, and roughly half of that is due to changes in precipitation patterns and the persistently shrinking winter ice covering them. Drier weather and drought-like conditions in central North America over the past decade caused a decline of water into the lakes of 20% from the average that had existed since 1948. These climate changes were responsible for most of the declining water levels during this decade. Less rain means less water, but ice cover is also important. With a shrinking cover of white ice, the exposed, darker lake waters absorb more heat during winter and are exposed to winds. Both wind and more warmth caused more water to evaporate, thus helping decrease water levels. The Great Lakes hold 18% of the world's fresh water supplies, and 35 million people depend on this water, according to the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service. The Great Lakes generates $15 billion in recreational revenues alone. For more, Google in quotes, the Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.